Safe Place, a Marvel fic written by 42 Do Not Panic and read by 42 Do Not Panic as the narrator.
Literarian as Peter Parker.
Dr. Fumbles McStupid as Matt Murdock.
Inkling Dancer as Bucky Barnes.
Jop as Steve Rogers.
Semper Fiona as Eddie. And Venom.
The Yarn Maid's Tale as Danny Rand.
Revy Pie as Charles Xavier.
Mist Marauder as Eric Lyncher.
AU of Gold and Fantasies as Kate Bishop.
Hyvek as Yelena.
Slipping from Reality as Billy Russo.
Tipsy Kitty as Frank Castle.
Co-Prime as Maria Hill.
Tough Paper Round as Pepper Potts.
This fic is rated mature. Summary. Peter Parker meets Matt Murdock when he is in a bad situation. The lawyer shows him a different bar and opens an entire new world for him. Author's note. This fic was written for the Writer's Pride Month Bingo 2023. Every chapter is one of the 9 prompts, with the prompt being the respective chapter titles. This is one continuous story, written from Peter Parker's point of view, with the scenes playing only in bars and at the final party. The story includes implied past and present self-harm, alcohol abuse and drug use, as well as transphobia and intersexual queerphobia. Some of the characters are trans and they talk about body dysphoria, safe and unsafe binding, and top surgery. Please take care of yourself and always be safe. Chapter 1. Support. Summary. Peter is out in a bar and his binder is hurting him. A strange blind man saves him before it can end badly. Peter was sitting in a bar. His binder was digging into his ribs and he was sure it would leave marks again. It was getting hard to breathe, but taking it off was not an option. He couldn't let anyone see him like that.
Excuse me, could you help me with something?
Peter felt a hand on his shoulder, and when he turned, a man wearing dark sunglasses and holding a white cane was standing next to him.
I've been trying to get this machine to work for the past 10 minutes, but the voice assistant doesn't work, and I just can't figure it out.
Sure, I can see what I can do.
Peter answered, trying to breathe normally as he got up and followed the man into the dark corner where the ATM was standing. But instead of stopping there, he continued. He led Peter into the single-stall bathroom and, with surprising agility, closed and locked the door behind them before Peter or his spider senses noticed him move.
Take your binder off,
he instructed. Confused by what was happening and starting to get dizzy from a lack of oxygen, Peter didn't know what to do.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you in any way, but you need to take it off right now.
Peter wanted to protest, but before he could get more than
I don't
out, his vision went black and he felt his body give way. Before he could actually fall, the man caught him, sighing quietly and slipping quick fingers under Peter's hoodie. Peter lost consciousness for a few seconds, but when he came to again, the pressure on his ribs and the burning where the rough edges had chafed his skin were gone.
You need a new one,
the man pointed out the obvious. Now, even more confused than before, Peter started asking questions again.
How did you know?
Long story, but the short version is that I have heightened senses and could hear your heartbeat and breathing get worse and worse. It was only a matter of time until you lost consciousness. You started working out more recently, didn't you?
You could call it that, but how do you know?
Your binder is way too tight, and the fact that your chest is getting more muscular is probably the reason why. For your own safety, please don't wear it again.
The man pleaded, letting go of Peter when he was sure he could support himself again.
What do you care?
Peter asked with bitterness in his voice.
A flat chest is not worth damaging your body, or even risking your life. And that is just what you are doing right now.
What do you know about it?
Peter dismissed him, already trying to get his binder to close again. Without comment, the man unbuttoned his shirt and exposed his bare chest underneath. Apart from a nasty-looking scar below either of his collarbones and a collection of short, crisscrossing ones on both of his hips, Peter could also make out the 2 top surgery scars he wanted so desperately to span his own chest.
I've been where you are, and I know it seems impossible, but all you need is the right kind of support, some hope, and a little patience. It gets better, I promise.
Yeah, maybe for you.
Peter eyed the man in his business suit and expensive-looking haircut. Next to him, Peter's hoodie and washed-out jeans looked even sadder than usual.
I can barely afford rent and food. There's no way I can pay for surgery anytime soon.
Peter only managed to pull his eyes away from the stranger's chest when he started closing the buttons again.
Like I said, I've been there. Please, just hear me out for a moment. I'll buy you a beer and something to eat, too.
Peter snorted a laugh, and he had to press a hand against his side at the movement.
Shit, you cracked a rib. You can't put your binder back on. Please.
I can't go out there without it either. You might be blind, but everyone else out there isn't.
Peter hesitated for a moment, observing the way the other man moved and thinking back over the last few minutes.
Wait, are you even actually blind?
Yes, completely blind. I'm Matt, by the way.
Peter, and my point stands. I can't go out there like this. I just can't.
He started fiddling with the closure on his binder again until he found Matt's hand on his arm.
Can we try something else first?
He asked, his face and voice not displaying his worries so clearly Peter had to give in.
Okay, but if it doesn't work, I'll put this futzing binder back on.
Matt nodded, taking off his suit jacket and shirt. Handing the dark purple shirt to Peter, he instructed,
take off your binder and put this on.
Skeptically, Peter took the shirt, running his fingers over the heavenly soft fabric for a moment.
I'll get blood on it.
Peter said this when he was standing topless next to the man and saw where the rough fabric had bitten into his skin.
You saw my scars. I know how to deal with blood.
The man answered, and there was clearly pain in his voice. Peter nodded and sighed, but put on the shirt.
And now?
He asked, looking at himself in the mirror. It felt weird to get so personal with a stranger, but somehow he trusted Matt. There was just something about him that made Peter feel safe.
May I?
He asked, his hand hovering in the air between them, gesturing vaguely towards the buttons. Peter just nodded, but before he could narrate the movement, the other had already started fiddling with the buttons and pulling the shirt into position. He opened the top and bottom two buttons and pulled the shirt down a little so it hung loosely over Peter's chest.
Now put your hoodie back on, but leave it open.
Peter did as instructed, still not thinking whatever Matt was trying to do would work.
So, what does it look like?
Matt asked with a teasing smile. Peter hesitated, but was positively surprised when he looked into the mirror.
It's...
He was at a loss for words.
It would work better with more options to choose from, but for the moment, it should be enough.
Matt said.
Can I borrow your t-shirt? This really isn't the bar to be shirtless in, trans or cis.
Peter handed him his shirt without comment.
It's also not the right bar for you, by the way. There are a lot of safer and nicer options out there, even on a budget.
And what now?
Peter watched the man put on the shirt and his own blazer over top of it.
Now, we get out of here before someone notices how suspiciously long we have been sharing the same bathroom. And then, I'll show you a different bar. One where you don't have to worry about passing.